Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. How bad do you want to feel good? I'm going to do a longer episode on this. I got a message from a listener who said they felt that my approach of not eating sugar right now was extreme. And what came to my mind first was that it doesn't feel extreme to me. But second, I want to feel good more than I want to indulge? And that might not be where you're at, but I think that this is a really important question to ask. How bad do you want to feel good? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, where we take just a few minutes in between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to reconnect to a tool or a resource or a mindset that helps you do a little bit better today. And I love this question. I actually heard it from my friend Lindsay Mango. She and I were in a mastermind together probably 5 years ago now. And it's a great one. How bad do you want to feel good? There have been times where I felt better eating average than eating poorly. So eating average, like indulging every once in a while, but eating healthy a lot of the time, was great. But then I gave myself the experience of being very consistent, and I felt so much better eating really well all the time, all being relative. I certainly will have some cake on my son's birthday or have a margarita on my birthday or, you know, every once in a while indulge. And that might not be where you're at. It's not where I was always at, and that's okay. But this question, how bad do you want to feel good, can reframe this draw for the things that don't make you feel good. I love cookies as much as the next person. I really genuinely do. I love ice cream, but I want to feel good really, really bad. I want my joints to feel good. And I think what has happened as I've gotten older is that I'm more sensitive to inputs, meaning I'm more sensitive to the quality of food. I feel it more when I have sugar than I did 10 years ago, than I did 5 years ago. Same thing if I'm, you know, 10 years ago or so, probably less than that. I listened to true crime podcasts, definitely less than that. 5 years ago, I'm more sensitive to those inputs now. It gets in my head, and that negative dark energy I'm a lot more sensitive to. That might not be where you're at. You know, if you are just starting out, eating a little bit better might have you feeling so much better that you're great holding right there. That's totally fine. But I think a lot of people are sacrificing feeling good because they're not thinking about the available option that exists for them to feel great. How bad do you want to feel good? And can you carry that inquiry with you as you go through today? How bad do you want to feel good? I'll see you tomorrow.